This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Martin has a lot of responsibilities, doesn't he? So one of his interesting portfolios is mental health, isn't it?
And he has mental health?
Yes. Yeah, mental health. Housing?
He has housing, he has disability, creative arts, yep. Equality.
I reckon he should get two pay packets, though.
Yeah, he should, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he does a lot.
Two, three?
At least two. At least two. Now, he's actually on his way to Ballarat, isn't he?
He is. Apparently there is a, and we should ask him about this, yeah. But Ballarat is having its inaugural Pride March.
Oh, cool.
On this Pride AFL Day.
Match day, yes.
How's that?
That's good. And is there something going on with marriage equality in Ballarat as well?
I don't know the answer to that. What do you mean?
I thought there was. Yeah.
What's the rumour that you've heard?
Oh, I don't know. Well, hang on. We've got Martin on the phone, and he's going to fill us in.
Well, actually, Macca, minister to you, please. Show respect.
No, it's Martin. Good morning, Minister. Tass says I'm not allowed to call you Martin.
Oh, sorry. Good morning.
Am I allowed to call you Martin?
Yeah, I think you are. Am I allowed to call you Macca?
You can. There you go, Tass. He said I could call him.
Good morning, Minister. Now, you're on your way to Ballarat. What are you doing?
Today is Ballarat's first ever rally for marriage equality.
Oh, it's a marriage equality rally. I thought it was a pride march.
It's a marriage equality pride all worked into one. But it's unifying theme. Marriage equality, but yeah, they have a little bit of a pride march as well.
Ah, yeah. Well, it's good to wrap these things up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Might get a bigger crowd, hopefully. Obviously, you get a minister if you wrap these things up.
You even get a Martin.
So can I ask why you're attending? Are you actually speaking at the event?
Well, I hope to be. They were kind enough to invite me to say a few words, so I will do so about the importance of this issue.
Fantastic. The reason we've asked you to come on, Martin. Well, why are you all laughing?
You were just putting your brain into gear then. It's all good. Don't worry, Martin. It's all good. Tass has just got a bit of Alzheimer's.
You're all a bit out of control.
We are.
I think they are, actually. So, Martin, the reason we have you on the phone this morning is because we're very interested in the media release that you put out during the week. You shared the platform with some St Kilda football players and Vic Health to release a new and interesting report that was conducted by La Trobe University on the impacts, I suppose the mental health impacts, of the AFL Pride match.
Yes.
So that was pretty interesting. Earlier on in the show, I did indicate to our listeners that nearly 3 out of 5 participants have experienced homophobia or transphobia at an AFL game. Now, that's massive. That's 60%.
It's scary, in fact. And it just shows how far all sports, but particularly AFL, have to go in genuinely making sure that it's a sport for everybody. Likes to say it's the Australian game, and in many respects it is. I think I disagree with your assessment that I heard earlier, Taz, that it's just blokes running around left on a paddock. It's increasingly women running around the paddock chasing. And if it's got visions to be the national sport, then it must be for everyone. And I commend both the Sydney Swans Football Club for taking this step, and I also commend them for making sure that it's an opportunity to widen the discussion about the need for inclusion, the need for a discussion around equality. And even better, the work that the Trove and Vic Health have now done on the back of the initial Pride game gives us the grounds on which we can extend that discussion. And it's the positives are clearly around LGBTI people being comfortable at a Pride game. And the other positives are we've now seen, whether it's in Gippsland today, whether it's Southern Metropolitan League in a few weeks, Hamilton a few weeks ago, other sports such as hockey, we've seen others consciously take up that mantle and run with it about LGBTI-focused inclusion. That's all on the positive.
Oh, I totally endorse what you're saying, Martin. I totally endorse what you're saying. And, you know, my comments were a bit flippant earlier on because for too long I've seen, you know, AFL footballers being very much confined to being a male sport. And it is so encouraging to see that, yes, we have women. And I do note that Emma Carney from the AFLW was actually at the launch with you the other day. And that we can actually see people who are from different racial backgrounds or ethnic backgrounds or religious backgrounds and hopefully even different abilities actually participate in sport. Sport should be about participation. It shouldn't be about winning and losing, in my humble view.
Yes, and it can't be about participation if there are barriers to that participation.
Exactly.
So learnings from the first Pride round that the Trove and Vic Health have now given us reaffirms, in my view, that this is both the right direction, but equally how far we've still got to go. And a piece of work that the Sydney Swans had done in preparation for the Eagles game was there, and I'm fairly sure it's the first AFL club to do so, to release a wider inclusion and diversity strategy for the entire football club, which had gender, which had sexuality, as you say, all abilities, and racism as its four pillars as to how the club needed to take a wider leadership role. And good on them. And if that's a outcome of that club having to think about their wider role in all of those issues on the back of the first Pride game, then I would say this is a momentum that I would encourage all AFL clubs to support.
Did you ever think, Martin, that, you know, we've all been at the barricades for a while on equality issues? Think back, you know, when you first entered Parliament, did you ever think there'd be things like an AFL Pride match, you know, a marriage equality march in Ballarat? I mean, we've actually come a very, very long way.
Absolutely, that we have come a tremendous way in an historical sense, a very short period of time. And when I saw the reaction to the Premier's parliamentary apology for gay sex convictions last year, and got a sense of a historical perspective of just some people's lifetimes, many people's lifetimes, that tremendous achievement and symbolism of how far we have come. It is reaffirming. But then equally, to see how important it is to build on that substantial base of achievement is even more inspiring, particularly as I see more and more young people come through, the activist communities, the LGBTI community, as I see capacity being built by programs such as what we're now running through the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality's work, when I see the work that's being done in the regions through the LGBTI Equality Roadshow, it just says to me that these important pillars of change have to keep being built on to keep the momentum going. The Pride game is one of those.
Do you think we'll ever see any out football players in the AFL space in our lifetime?
I wouldn't be at all surprised, and I think it's the logical inevitability of where this whole process of inclusion will be. my hope is that when that does happen, it is just such a, relatively speaking, non-event.
Yes.
That it is just a recognition of the fact that, of course, anywhere between about 10 to 12% of our community have a right to be represented at every level of all of our institutional structures, corporates, politics, everything. So it should be an unremarkable thing, as it is in many other sports, can I say. And again, let's just pause when we saw Aaron Phillips as the first best and fairest player for the AFLW in its inaugural season, upon receipt of her medal, celebrate that with her same-sex partner and their beautiful IVF twins.
Exactly.
And
awesome.
That was celebrated and reflected in a way in which that I think spoke volumes about, again, how far we've come. And let's look forward to the day when the Brownlow medalist in the male game can celebrate his victory in exactly the same way.
Yeah.
I think this is a great piece of collaboration between academia, football, St Kilda Football Club, Vic Health, and certainly with government endorsing the work that they're doing. I think it's a great piece of collaboration, and I just hope that there will be other clubs that actually look at the lessons learned from St Kilda in this area and see how they can apply them in their own clubs and in their own environments.
Yeah.
Precisely.
So what St Kilda... Sorry.
Well, let's look forward to a Pride round, where it's not just two clubs holding the torch and
leading
the debate here, but it's the entire celebratory round, like the AFL does in a whole range of other social policy spaces.
Yes.
And as the AFL chief executive put it the other week, after some troubles, the AFL...
Troubles? The Australian Ferret League?
You are out of control. You know, there's no two ways about it.
You should hear what happens off air.
There is a role for sport, and there is a role for politics and community and media in shaping a better, equal Victoria.
Well, Martin, thank you very much for your time this morning. I know that you're on your way to Ballarat, and we look very forward to seeing what the outcome of this afternoon's match is going to be in Sydney. Have a great time in Ballarat. I hope the inaugural Pride March slash event goes, marriage equality event, goes really well. All the best.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Martin. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.